Things are very dry in the Colorado River Basin already this year, and the situation could get much worse for the water system that 40 million people across several western states rely on. From KUNC, Luke Running explains the current drought conditions in five numbers.
Let's start with 84%. That's the amount of land in the river's upper watershed experiencing extreme to exceptional drought. It's the highest percentage since 2002, which is the region's driest year on record.
This is when we're supposed to be gaining and accumulating water in the form of snowpack. And that's not happening.
Nancy Sellever is Arizona's state climatologist. She says conditions have been deteriorating across the river basin since last summer. Monsoon rains didn't arrive, and record-breaking high temperatures dragged well into fall. Even hardy desert plants, the ones well adapted to water scarcity, have struggled.
Creosote is one, I personally like to call it the cockroach of the vegetation world, because pretty much nothing kills creosote. I mean, it survives.
But even they're dying, she says. Exceptional drought is a category that is supposed to capture the severity, but also the frequency of an extended dry period. Climate scientists call it D4. And for context, there's nothing beyond exceptional on the scale of no drought to worse drought.
And the D4 category is something that is only supposed to be designated when you're seeing conditions that are so extreme, they're only happening once every 50 to once every 100 years.
That's Becky Bollinger, Colorado's assistant state climatologist. That takes us to our second number, 3. That's how many exceptional droughts the basin has seen in the last 20 years.
And the droughts that we are seeing are becoming that much more severe because of the temperature component. They're warmer.
Which means the atmosphere is thirstier. It sucks up moisture from forests and crop fields with greater intensity. In parts of the basin, Bollinger says climate change has caused conditions on the ground to bump up against these designated drought categories.
And even though conditions may be evolving and getting even worse, we don't really have a way to depict that because D4, that's that ceiling, that's that absolute worst.
In droughts like this, you run out of superlatives. The dryness is currently off the charts in parts of the watershed. John Meyer is with the Utah Climate Center. The number that captures the severity for him is 12 inches.
And that's about the amount of water that our soils are behind in terms of what they normally would have.
That deficit is about the same amount of precipitation that falls in Utah in an entire year.
We are really in unprecedented territory right now, and it's not even close.
And because the deficit is so substantial, it's very unlikely we'll see any sustained drought recovery this year.
It doesn't matter if we get an incredible snowpack. Our soils are so depleted right now that that's not going to really translate to water coming down through the river systems.
That gets us to our next number, 46%. According to John Fleck, that's how full the Colorado River's biggest reservoirs are combined. Fleck runs the Water Resources Program at the University of New Mexico.
These reservoirs are as empty now as when they started filling Glen Canyon Dam in the 1960s.
With the reservoirs less than half full, that brings us to our final number, 2026. That's the deadline for water users to come up with a new set of managing guidelines for the Colorado River.
The challenges are really hard, and it's easy to put them off if you get a wet year. And the dry years are what force the really important steps forward in the policy community.
Extremely dry years that produce eye-popping statistics tend to grab officials by the shoulders and give them a good shake. And that's important for the entire region, Fleck says, because the future of the Colorado River is going to be all about learning to live with less. I'm Luke Runyon.